I don't know if you were or you weren't. Our poll certainly was. There might be other people that were too. So let's hear it now so we can decide.
Can I ask you one more little question, Tracy? You just said, maybe you were misspeaking, but you said we have four budgets to send forward. Isn't it five?
The Archives budget has been approved. So we have WBAI, we have KPFK, we have KPFT, we have WPFW, and we have KPFA. That's correct. It's five. I misspoke.
Okay.
Because we are having to send Texas one more time.
This is Bruce Vistak.
Yeah, Bruce.
Paul Vistak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this helps you or not, but just switch the focus here just slightly. Perhaps LaVarne could at least explain to us right now why the National Office budget wasn't ready for today. In other words, if we knew what the problem is, maybe we could figure out whether or not, once it's resolved, this is going to keep us from looking over the budget in 1 hour, or whether it really is going to be something we're going to need a lot more time for.
LaVarne? Okay, I had other people on the stack. Let's hear an answer from LaVarne, then we'll go to our Paul.
Okay, the plan, we had the discussion, we have all the things, we were ready, we were starting on Friday. The plan was to deliver the budget to me at noon today. It was not done.
But
I can say.
I think what Bruce is trying to say is, are there issues with the document that suggests that it will take a longer time to look at, or is it simply a workflow question if someone didn't do what they were
It's a workflow question. If I don't have it in a form this evening, I will go in and do it myself in the morning. So you know, I will do it.
Okay, so I think, Bruce, the question is, it's not that the document is especially complicated or would take an excessively long time, necessarily.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's no major problem that we don't know about that suddenly would... Well, we know how it is with the other budgets, and there were special issues we had to deal with.
Right, so LaVarne...
That's all I was wanting to know.
Yeah, so LaVarne, so you're saying there's no special issues that you know of that would make an hour sort of doomed before it started?
There were some computer problems, I believe, is the explanation, but, I didn't know that until later today. So that's what the issue is.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, Paul, you're next.
Okay.
And I think Jim was on the stack, and I skipped him.
All right. Anyway, before I say anything on this, let me say we do have to get back to the BAI budget on the stream, I think, for a little bit before we go to any any executive session.
I will do that.
Just
thank you.
That in. In terms of doing it, my... I am thinking that it's going to be we may not be able to give it the attention it needs in one rushed hour with people mostly concentrating on just getting to the meeting as the major thing, and you know, bang, we're there, sigh of relief, okay, now you got 52 minutes left, you know. I don't know. I don't see how that will work, but if the rest of the committee wants to do it on one of these mornings. You know, was it Friday morning you're looking at or Friday noon here? I can try that, but I think it's going to be awfully rushed.
I think that's a fact. Okay, Jim, you were on the stack earlier, and I think I overlooked you.
No, I was just saying I couldn't make Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I guess... Let's just do a vote on whether we want to make this attempt on Friday. It doesn't look like any other options have come up. So it's either a question of we give it a go on Friday or we don't. And if we don't, then I think that we cannot put a National Office budget in front of the PNB. I think that's too large a dereliction of our responsibilities. We have to look at them and we have to recommend.
Bill for the stack.
I know that you disagree with me on that, Bill, but for what it's worth, that's what I think. Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Okay, another possibility, it's not real optimal, is if we delay voting on the national office budget until Sunday, maybe we could meet Saturday night in lieu of going to that play. Yeah, it's nice to have all the budgets together before you vote on any of them, but, you know, we're not looking to do that. Would that help any?
That's an option. We could move the national office and consolidated approvals into Sunday. That would give us an option for example, Saturday lunch, or that would give us an option for Saturday night. It would give us considerably more options to try to get it done. Could you guys do that agenda-wise without all hell breaking loose?
I'm not available Saturday.
I'm not available either.
Yeah.
My grandson's birthday. Bunch of family coming.
That's important.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to give that up.
That's understandable. Yes, Arlene.
I would prefer to do that Friday night rather than Saturday if that's going to be the case. But that's just.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's put out the proposal of trying to get it done Friday lunch. We do have the option of continuing a little bit, at least some of us, into the, I guess, afternoon open session. So we may be able to stretch an hour into an hour and 15 minutes or 20 minutes if that's what we need. I mean, certainly as a committee, we can say we're not ready and so make the decision that we're not going to recommend the budget. That's fine. But it would be a question of trying if it's possible. And I think if we all look at it in advance and have some exchanges over email, that it may not be impossible either. So I'm going to put that out as a motion, and if people feel really differently, we'll just go with an up and down vote on it. And if it gets voted down, then that takes care of that. So
I have then.
So I guess the wording on the motion is that the NFC will meet on Friday, September, what the heck is it?
23rd.
Help, yeah, September 23rd, 12 noon Eastern Time, to attempt to review and recommend a national office budget.
Could I suggest this wording?
Yes.
To meet again on Friday, September 23rd at noon Eastern Time to consider the national office budget and consolidated budget.
Okay.
Oh, I got a point of information here. I didn't understand that. So it's really two budgets. I understand we'll have the budgets for the five business units, then we'll approve the national office budget, and then another budget, which is combined factor of all.
Mm-hmm.
There are six budgets combined. But there must be some other factor rather than just adding it all up on one spreadsheet.
There's no factor other than adding it all up on one spreadsheet. It's the consolidated document with all of the other spreadsheets feeding in. There's nothing else.
Nothing, huh?
Except if the Excel formulas work.
Lauren?
Okay.
There is kind of another factor, and that is the fact that people have changed lines on the spreadsheet. All the spreadsheets have to be identical in order to just consolidate in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But what has happened is that people have changed or deleted lines, like where depreciation disappeared on some of the budgets. However, it was on the first budget we reviewed, the archives, it was on there, depreciation was in there. So somehow, you know, lines have been deleted and
Laverne, that's a matter of office and software. It's not a matter in terms of the NFC having other factors.
I thought you meant issues in terms of consolidating the budget. That's one of the factors. But yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, okay. No. It's just about the contents, and the contents contain no new information.
All right. Okay. No. It's everything is just the budgets that have already been approved.
It is those six units plus the national office.
Right.
That's a significant difference.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor. Are there objections to the motion? Do we need to go to a roll call vote? Do people want to abstain for the record?
I would like to go to a vote just so we can see what we got here, because we got to make if we have it, we have to make sure people are going to show up for it.
Right. Okay.
Well, this is Ken. Before we go to the vote, I mean, it's even hard to vote on this because once we get a copy of the National Office budget in the email and we look at it, we'll be able to decide whether or not we can possibly discuss it and approve it or not in an hour. And so, you know, the meeting, so that's why it's hard to decide that.
We're not in a position
to decide whether or not we'll be able to do it in an hour unless we see the budget.
Like I said,
we should have a vote. I think it's better to have a vote than just.
Yeah, my original wording was attempt, and that was partially in deference to your point, Ken, because I know what you're saying. But if we are not able to approve, to act on that budget, that's a decision the committee can make. We're just setting up a time for the option to move ahead if we can do so.
That's correct.
Is Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce.
Just to make it more complicated. I noticed while you were talking, I was looking at Sunday, and I don't know what people would think about. The meeting on Sunday adjourns at 5:30, and then there's a reception at WPFW at 7. So there's some time between there. Plus, it says 7 to 9 over WPFW, and part of that time was going to be participation in the fund drive. But to be really honest, I don't know what the PMB people are going to be able to do that late at night. And I was wondering if there might be, in other words, if we attempt the Friday hour at lunch, can't finish it, then we could adjourn to Sunday evening and perhaps finish the going over the budgets. And then if PMB wouldn't mind, introduce that budget Monday morning first thing and get it out of the way and hopefully.
Yep.
Is that a...
It's an option. Bill, would the agenda on Monday permit possibly adding that item?
Well, right now we have an executive session most of that day Monday, all morning, and we only have about an hour of open session to clear up any final things at the end after lunch. Now, if we know in advance, we might could schedule in an hour of open session then possibly, but I don't know.
yeah.
Hard to say. And we wouldn't know until Sunday night, I guess, that would work.
Okay. What's scheduled for Friday at 1 o'clock? Is it open session or closed session?
I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember. I think Friday. Do you have that, Bruce?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm scrolling here. That's worse.
I know we have an executive session part of Friday, but I think it's in the morning. I forget.
Yeah. For 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. is public. 3 p.m. to 5 is open session.
What's 1 to 2?
Well, that's what I'm looking for here. Okay. 1 to 2 is also open session.
Okay, so maybe...
Friday is 12 to 1 is lunch, and then 1 to 2 is open session.
So maybe the worst-case scenario is that for some of us, at least, we'll be 15 or 20 minutes late to that open session. And, of course, that's not great, but it's certainly a decision that we could make.
I would object to that completely. We're traveling there. We're expending a lot of funds to meet nationally. We only have 2 meetings this year. It does have a high priority. I do appreciate Bill's concern that the auditor requests that we get all the budgets done prior to the end of the fiscal year. But I don't think it's a burden, because normally we would be doing other activities during that lunchtime anyhow, not just eating tacos. Mm-hmm. But I can't see. I think it would be disrespectful to not attend the open or closed session.
Tracy, could I make a suggestion?
Yes, Alex, you can.
Can we not deal with this, say, the day after the in-person meeting and get a special PND meeting just to vote on the National Office Budget and Consolidated Budget?
Yeah, of course we can. I mean, I will say that it will, you know, it'll be sledding a bit uphill to call a special PNB meeting, but certainly we can do that. We'll need some cooperation from the officers to get that done. And it should be done, you know, fairly fast. It probably will be after the beginning of the fiscal year, but we could probably get it done the first week in October.
There's a meeting scheduled for the 13th on the calendar.
The Finance Committee has a meeting scheduled as soon as the 27th of September.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking about the PNB meeting.
Oh, what's the date? What's the date that's scheduled?
Thursday the 13th is on the calendar now.
Yeah, that's the continuation meeting, but mm-hmm. we could point out that we are going to have to meet on that
part of the continuation
date.
And yes, we finance does have one on the 11th,
mm-hmm.
and then
okay.
the one we were talking about canceling on September 27th.
Right. Well, those are the two choices. There's a motion on the floor. I think those are the only two choices. We've worked it through pretty thoroughly.
Okay, this is Bruce.
Yeah.
I want to throw in some. Again, still looking at Friday. So first of all, I got to ask a question. Is it possible for us to meet to go over these budgets even if we don't have quorum? Do we have to have quorum even to look at them as a committee? Because I'm looking at 8 to 9 hour on Friday, and don't have enough for absolute quorum, and if the people who are in California would be willing to work with us on this, we'd have an hour there, 8 to 9, and then we could come back again at 1 to 2. I mean, if this is the concern, is that we need a certain amount of time. There is that hour in the morning and then the hour at lunch.
Okay.
And if we're thinking that we'd really like to get this done so we could get this budget, the whole thing approved, you know, this weekend, so that we meet all our deadlines and everything is...
Okay.
And
speaking
with LeVarne is saying
that on this, Kent of the Stack, just
LeVarne is saying that she doesn't see any major issues, and we are going to get to see the budget, you know, and be able to look it over individually before the weekend. So we should be prepared at least, you know. So what about the option?
Okay. Just a sec. I hear people to the stack. Speaking for myself, Bruce, yes, I will get up early in the morning and haul myself to wherever and go over this budget. The major problem for that would be the people who are not in Washington who will then have less time to look it over.
Okay.
But again, you know, if we're not able to pass it, then we're not able to pass it, and we can admit defeat at 1 o'clock on Friday if we're not able to get there. But, you know, what we're looking at is whether or not we're going to make an attempt. I heard Ken for the stack, and I heard LeVarne for the stack. Was there anybody else?
No, it wasn't me. I don't think.
Okay.
I was just going to say, if we do get the budget in a timely fashion, like tomorrow before noon, and then there's nothing inappropriate about doing emails back and forth. If there are some major
mm-hmm.
Difficulties, you can email
mm-hmm.
to the group with the Yahoo group. So I think Tracy's solution, though not optimum, is the best Friday lunch. And if we can possibly get some work done by email, that's fine. The major reason for quorum is to pass motions.
To vote, yeah.
So, but we can send emails back and forth if there's if we've discovered the national office is renting a yacht or hiring a skydiver. We can handle it with email. And,
what about those fur coats?
Yeah, the fur coats. Fur is out. Fur is completely politically incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But in any event, so I think that Tracy's solution is the most appropriate, and it is an attempt. So I would call
yeah.
a vote.
Okay, let me do this. Our poll, I would if it doesn't make you crazy, I would actually like to go back to the wording where I used the word attempt in the motion.
Okay, so hold on one second, and I'm on the stack, I think.
Okay. I would like to do that if possible, because I think that's more in the spirit of what I'm trying to say, which is if we can't get there, we can't get there. I just think we have an obligation to give it the best shot we can.
Okay. Am I on the stack at this point? So.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Not to throw too much cold water on anything. It's a little dicey to say we're going to actually do business over email since we're supposed to be doing everything in front of the public and open and all that. If we do too much, you know, I mean, little things here and there are not a problem. You know, send me this, send me that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we start getting into anything substantive, like what is line 135, cell J, and oh, this is the, and we start getting into explanations and what it is, and anything substantive, then we're really not supposed to be doing that. So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I want to be clear that, you know, not to give away any house secrets or anything. We do occasionally do that on the listserv. Certainly people have posed questions. I hear what you're saying about giving the answers to the questions, and maybe we will have to go through the questions on the phone. However, if we can focus on getting ourselves up to speed, I think we can spend a little bit of time on the phone regurgitating some of that material for the stream and the archive. I think the issue is mostly whether we understand what we're looking at or not. And again, if there are too many questions, then that's going to indicate that we can act on it in an hour. And we will have to come to that conclusion and proceed that way. But since we don't have it, it's a little hard to project how many questions there's going to be.
And what kind.
Right. Which means we kind of have to make a decision without knowing that, which is why I'm using the word attempt. Because I just don't know. I mean, hopefully not. That's about as far as we can go. And if it turns out that we're wrong in that assessment, then I don't think that we're going to succeed. And we'll have to say we made the best effort that we could, but you guys are going to, you know, the PNB is going to have to act on this budget in October.
Let's vote.
Deal. So, Paul, can you put the word attempt in the motion?
Done. Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready to vote?
We are.
All right. The motion is to meet again on Friday, September 23rd at noon Eastern Time to attempt to consider the National Office Budget and Consolidated Budget. Ken Aaron?
Excuse me, yes.
Jim Boyd?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, pass. Trace Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
I'll abstain.
Barbara Whipperman?
Yes.
Devon Williams?
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Going back to me? No. Okay, so it's 8-4, one against, one abstention.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to take the fifth on our meeting schedule going forward because it looks to me like it's going to be dependent on what happens on Friday. So we will make that decision on Friday. So that takes us back to our business of the evening, which is WBAI. Before we adjourn and go back to closed session, which it looks like we are going to do, Paul, what do you think we can do in open session here?
One second. I'm got to make these things during a meeting, otherwise I'm
okay.
Not good enough. All right. The motion we passed at the last meeting references, you know, that we're going to get a letter from management.
Oh, yeah, that.
and I haven't seen the letter.
Mr. Reimers, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
So, that letter.
I was waiting for Opera Martin to send me a prototype of that letter, which was sent by other stations, and so Alex, Opera Martin, and I were going to work on that, but I didn't receive anything. I think Opera Martin's computer crashed this weekend.
Forgot about that, I guess. Yes, my computer actually was going during the last meeting, and it really went to hell, and I got it done. I really only got it done minutes before this meeting started. All right.
Rats.
Well, I guess I have to find another letter and email it, and maybe we'll consider this on Friday. I don't know.
That could happen.
I think the adjustments we can vote on, but, and the letter we'll have to have come in.
The letter will have to be sent to the listserv. Please do so as soon as humanly possible. The adjustments at WBAI have been voted on. There are a couple of modifications that we're going to have to, basically one modification that we have to make a decision about. It looks like in order to make that decision, which is basically where we're going to put this $43,000 in extra income, like people wanted to discuss some closed session matters. So I think what we will do is we will adjourn to closed session. We should have one scheduled. Let me check that we do. Try to do that automatically, but this was a funny meeting that was put into the calendar by someone else, so I'm not sure.
I didn't get an announcement this morning.
Tracy, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have an executive session number. I will send that out on the listserv so everyone has it. I think we will go in there and make this final decision, and that will pretty much take care of our meeting. Yes, Bill.
Yeah, one other question. You know, when we were reviewing the WPFW budget, I think we also asked for a contingency plan from the national office. I'm not sure we really need it now since the contingency plan from WPFW sort of covers things, but I don't know if Lynn or Warren have still any to have anything else for the national office in case fundraising still doesn't do what it's expected or hoped to do for WPFW.
Yes, my recollection was that we discussed that when we approved the WPFW budget and the contingency plan, and the conclusion to some degree was that the national office did not have capital resources to contribute, and that WPFW to some degree was going to have a contingency plan that would address their problems on its own terms. And my understanding was that we voted and accepted to go forward that way. If you think I'm incorrect, let me know, but it was my understanding that we asked Lauren the question, we got an answer, and we accepted that answer.
That's okay. I just didn't want to leave it hanging, but I think you're right. I guess we did settle that.
Okay.
Point of information.
Sure.
Arlene has, a plan, a recovery plan that she's going to go over with the, I don't know if she's almost, are you still on the call? Go over with Pratt, so that will be, that, you know, all of that has been worked on. So there was a response to all of that.
Okay, well, I think in the discussion it's perfectly, you know, valid to bring forward the, you know, the specific stuff around the Washington, D.C. stations move and how that factors in.
Okay.
So that's where that conversation can go. Okay, folks, I just sent out a copy of the meeting announcement. It does have an executive session dial-in. So if you look at your previous ones, it should be there, and I just sent out another copy. So before we adjourn that everybody knows the code. Bruce, go ahead.
Oh,
Tracy?
Our Paul has a question, too.
Okay, Bruce was first.
Okay, just addressing the WBAI letter that we're supposed to get, I hope I'm not misunderstanding, but I thought what we had asked for was basically an acknowledgement from WBAI that that all central services monies do, that they acknowledge that in fact they are due and payable, even
yep.
if, they're not being mentioned in the budget, that, in other words, we're not writing anything off. And I thought that's what basically all it was. So I'm hoping, I don't know why it should be that complicated.
Well, maybe it shouldn't be, but they need to produce it, and it sounds like they haven't produced it. We can ask for sort of a comment on that. Maybe they thought there was more to it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other folks on the stack. I heard our Paul, and I heard a female voice with a question. Who was the female voice?
Or Bertold.
It was Bertold, sorry. Okay, so let's go to Bertold, and then let's go to our Paul.
It was just a point of information, so I don't need to be in that executive session, right?
Absolutely do.
I think you do because we have to make this decision and we may need some information from you. Can you hang with us? I'm sorry.
Okay. You're going to have to send me privately that email.
Yes, I will do it right now. You're correct. Okay. R. Paul?
Yeah, just a question. So we're going to go into an executive session to discuss something. When are we officially going to vote to accept the changes in the adjustments to the spreadsheet?
Right. We have to figure out what we're doing. It sounds like to figure out what we're doing, we need to go into closed session. We would then need to quickly come out to open session and formally take that vote. But it sounds like people don't know which way they want to vote, so we're going to have to go back and forth. And I'm sorry, but I can't see any other way to do it.
Will we be able to get the? Will we be able to go back to open? Is anybody paying attention to us right now?
We can go back to open. That said, I think that it will continue to stream a blank. I don't think they're going to turn it off. I will send an email to Brian right now. I think that it will simply be a blank stream unless and until he turns it off.
Okay.
So I will ask him to leave it on, and then we will briefly return. Hopefully we won't be in closed session for long. But I will ask him just to leave it streaming. Okay, so with that, if we could head over to the open session, I will see you all there. We'll spend a couple minutes there and come back. I'm sorry? Yes.
Open, you mean closed.
Yeah, I mean over to closed and then back to open. Does everybody have the code?
Is it the same as our regular executive session code that we used in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. By continuation of the Monday, September 9th special meeting of the Pacific National Board Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm the listener rep from KPFA and the chair. Thank you for your patience. We briefly went to executive session, and we are now returning to open session. We have only one item on our agenda, which is the final approval of the modifications in the WBAI budget. R. Paul Martin of WBAI is our secretary. R. Paul, would you call the roll?
Okay, let me get to that. All right, for the second public session, Karen. Jim Boyd?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Hi, Jim.
I'm here, Bill.
Campbell Johnson? Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Barbara Wipperman?
Here.
LaVaughn Williams? Bruce Wolf?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. We're missing a couple, but we have a quorum.
Sorry. Would anyone like to make a motion regarding the finalization of the WBAI budget?
This is Bruce. Move to approve to go to the PNB, but with the with the condition that we do get the memo from WBAI management that they acknowledge that all civil services monies are due.
Okay. So the motion is to approve the WBAI budget as modified and with the addition of a contingency letter.
We should add the modification we just voted for to that.
Okay. Let me try again.
It's modified, yep.
Okay. So the motion is to reapprove the WBAI budget and recommend it to the Pacifica National Board with the modification added this evening of adding a loan payment at $5,000 a month for 6 months, beginning in December, a loan repayment, and with a contingency letter. Does that sound okay, Alex?
I'm
LaVarn.
Yeah, okay. I think that's fine.
It's here.
Okay. So, R. Paul, when you've got it, if you could read the motion out loud, and it is Bruce's motion.
Would you say again what you're putting in from the other session?
We are recommending to the PNB the WBAI budget.
Modified budget.
Okay, let me read the part I have, then you can fill in the rest part.
All right.
Changes to the WBAI FY12 budget as modified and, to approve the, to approve the WBAI FY12 budget as modified and recommend it to the PNB, and with the addition of the contingency letter and with the...
And with the inclusion of a loan repayment of $30,000 to commence in December.
Okay. So you approve the WBAI FY12 budget as modified and recommend it to the PNB with the addition of the contingency letter and with the inclusion of a loan repayment of $30,000 to commence in December.
Yeah.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, we'll take a brief stack to discuss it, then hopefully we'll go to a vote. Bill?
Yeah, I think it wasn't just a contingency letter. This is the one we talked about last week. It was a... letter addressing or committing to pay the full amount of civil services.
Yes.
In the future.
Do you think
the wording. But.
Yeah. We're not rescinding our previous motion regarding the contingency letter, but if you can think of a way to add a couple words in there, go for it.
Well, if we're not rescinding that, that's okay. I guess you're right. It's still there.
Yeah, basically we're amending the earlier motion. We're not, wiping it out. Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
Bertold.
Okay, Bertold.
Can the two PNB members of WBAI take responsibility for writing that whole thing, and I will kind of approve it and finalize it? And sign onto it.
Well, that's a question to our.
Don't we have a text already written? Isn't it the same text as the one that WPFW signed off on?
No.
We don't, because that had to do with a temporary studio plan, and yours is
not on the same
subject.
You're right. I forgot.
Okay, so Bertold's question is, will R. Paul and Alex take responsibility for giving him a letter to sign?
I can. Sure, I'll send you something tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Maybe he'll get two somethings tomorrow. Who knows?
Okay, is there anything else for the stack before we go to a vote on this? Okay. Are there any objections to the motion as R. Paul read it?
I'm sorry. Can I hear it one more time?
Sure. The motion is to approve the WBAI FY12 budget as modified and recommend it to the PNB with the addition of the contingency letter and the inclusion of a loan repayment of $30,000 to commence in December.
Okay, so I will ask again, are there any objections to that motion?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Okay, R. Paul, can you call the roll?
I love the green and blue. Okay, let me... There we are. All right, on the motion. Ken Aaron.
Yes, did you hear me? I'm sorry, yes.
Heard you now. Jim Boyd.
Yep.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
LaVarn Williams.
Abstain.
Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Okay, we have 6-4-0 against 5 abstentions.
Okay. The most.
I'm sorry, I have to make a point of order here. I think the motion has to pass with a majority of quorum.
So
quorum is what? 7? Now,
no.
Yes.
No, it does not. We have quorum. Therefore, we simply need to have. Oh God, Robert, it's kind of late for Robert's rules.
I can advise on this, Madam Chair.
Okay, go for it.
Abstentions don't count. So basically it's 6-4-0 again.
Okay, good. And 6 is a majority of the quorum. Good.
No. Roberts requires a majority of those present in voting. Abstention means you're abstaining.
Okay, you're correct. So, okay, I just want to make sure it's legal. Thank you.
Okay. So that's where we are. Thank you, everyone, for hanging in. This has been arduous for the past couple of weeks, and I appreciate everybody showing up and hanging in there. Our next meeting will be on Friday, September 23rd, from 12 to 1. Those of us in Washington, D.C. will convene in the break room during our lunch period on Friday, and those not in D.C. will join us on the phone. I'll send out a meeting announcement. We'll try to be streamed. I don't know if it's going to work out or not, but we will be taped. In terms of the NO budget, if we could please have that sent to us as soon as humanly possible, and if people could commit as a group to review it and try to get the questions lined up so we could hopefully get through it on Friday. Is there anything else before we adjourn?
Yeah, just a question. Would we be on the same phone number, or what number will we?
I don't know yet. It may well be this phone number, but I will need to consult with John Almella. I will do that, and I will send out an announcement as soon as I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something not to do, because I'm like, what? Yeah,
I'm not sure what they're going to think is the best way to proceed, so I'm just going to ask, and I will tell you all what I find out.
That's something not to forget, you know. Hey, we're having a call. What number? Okay, great.
I promise I will get on it no later than Wednesday, and you will have an answer to that.
As long as it's by Thursday, or when is this call, Friday morning, that's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Move to adjourn.
This is Bruce.
Yeah.
So we can assume that item 4 in the agenda, we're going to defer that. The finalized meeting schedule for the rest of the year, we can just put that off to our next
meeting. Yes, because we don't know if we're going to have to meet right after the in-person meeting or not.
Okay. I just want to clear what we're doing. Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.